I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. On his trip to India, President Obama was dogged by the question, why isn't the U.S. calling Pakistan a terrorist nation? And today, speaking to the Indian Parliament, Obama used his toughest language yet about India's arch rival.
And we will continue to insist to Pakistan's leaders that terrorist safe havens within their borders are unacceptable, and the terrorists behind the Mumbai attacks must be brought to justice.
Well, one of the reasons Indians suspect Pakistan is behind the attacks is David Headley, the American drug informant in Pakistan who became radicalized by the terrorist group Lashkar-e-Taiba and pled guilty to scouting Mumbai before the attacks for Lashkar and Pakistan's secret police. And over the weekend, it was reported that U.S. officials were warned about Headley's radicalization earlier and more often than had been known. Today, the director of national intelligence responded to that charge, saying the U.S. did all it could to warn India, but it would seem dots were not connected. Sebastian Rotella is a senior reporter for ProPublica. He broke the Headley story. And Sebastian, we know Headley's the son of a Pakistani man and a Philadelphia socialite, but tell us more. What was known about David Headley?
What we knew about David Coleman Headley is that in the late 1990s, he became a drug informant and started becoming radicalized with connections to the Lashkar-e-Taiba militant group of Pakistan. In early 2002, he begins 7 years in which he trains with Lashkar in Pakistan and does scouting in Mumbai and India and around the world for Lashkar and later for Al-Qaeda. What we knew before the stories of this weekend was that his wife in 2005 in New York had alerted federal agents that he was training and was active with this terrorist group. And we knew that another wife, a Moroccan, in 2007 had gone to the U.S. Embassy in Islamabad and also said that she suspected that he was a terrorist. Nonetheless, he carried out those attacks and wasn't arrested until almost a year later. What my story this weekend shows is that a review by the Director of National Intelligence, working with the other agencies involved in this case, the FBI, the CIA, and others, has established that there were actually four more warnings in addition to the ones I just described, in which a girlfriend and associates of his family and that Moroccan wife in Pakistan warned at various points in time during this period that he was involved in training or violence or plotting with Lashkar-e-Taiba. And once again, that there appears to have been some kind of breakdown in tracking the threat or in what information was available to investigators in analyzing and doing something about these warnings.
So there were many more warnings than we even knew. And the warnings went back to right after 9/11, when you would think that there'd be some sort of hypervigilance.
Yes, you know, starting in late 2001 after 9/11, a girlfriend says he's involved in extremism. The warnings get more specific and alarming as time goes on. There's a warning in July 2002 where an associate of his mother says that his mother is talking quite freely about the fact that he's training in camps in Pakistan with people who later died in combat. And the pattern continues all the way through to the Mumbai attacks and even afterwards. Then the question becomes, why did it take so long to pick him up? He
hasn't
been arrested until almost a year later.
Right. You're saying that U.S. officials might have been picking up that he had been radicalized and may have been getting information about him, but didn't stop him. Sebastian Rotella, just want to be clear. Headley says that it was the Pakistan intelligence agents, again, working with Lashkar-e-Taiba, that gave him the money. In other words, that they were behind the Mumbai attacks. This is what makes people in India so angry. What do U.S. officials say about this? What does Pakistan say about that?
Americans have been very involved in the investigation, helping the Pakistanis and the Indians investigate, and American officials have been pushing Pakistan to go after the masterminds who are still at large, who include at least one official identified as a major in Pakistani intelligence. It's a very delicate area. Lashkar is a group that is very politically popular and powerful in Pakistan, so it's even harder to go after than Al-Qaeda in some ways. And different American investigators would tell you different things. One of the great questions still hovering over the investigation was, are we talking about the involvement of one or two officials who had some role in the plotting and some awareness, or was it something that was known to the people higher in the security service, to people at the top? What is somewhat disconcerting is that, you know, time is going by and there haven't been arrests of people involved in the Pakistani security forces. And there are still people in Lashkar-e-Taiba itself, important masterminds who have been identified by name, who are also still free. So it's a very delicate, very complicated area where, ironically, there's this sense we can't push Pakistan too hard on Lashkar-e-Taiba because we need to have to go after Al-Qaeda. But at the same time, Lashkar is showing increasingly that it's as dangerous or more dangerous than al-Qaeda, and the lines between al-Qaeda and Lashkar are blurring.
So it seems as if it's one of those things that constantly stuns us. We think at least a certain point in the last 10 years, 2005, 6, 7, you put the name David Henley in, and you get all the information on him that's been gathered by all the U.S. agencies. But that doesn't happen.
It seems like that doesn't necessarily happen as instantly as we would think it would happen. And then there's the other question. If it does, if they did have that information, what about this relationship with the government, and how did that influence the view of him as a threat? I have to tell you that I've covered, you know, most of the major attacks, September 11th, Madrid, London, and in almost every one of those, you'd be surprised how much knowledge there was of the people who were involved in the attacks before the attacks happened.
Sebastian Rotella, senior reporter for ProPublica. Sebastian, thank you.
My pleasure.